You're listening to Sportcology with Olympian Jungle Jim Hunter. It's now time for the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, President Brent Berutis. Brent, welcome back to the program.
Well, thanks for having me back, Jim.
You know, being a boy from Saskatchewan, it is exciting
You're
to see...
You're talking about me or you?
Both of us.
Yeah.
We're both boys from Saskatchewan, and we're watching the Rough Riders win the Grey Cup in Regina. And through the whole program, they're talking about building a new stadium. And all I could think of was I got to call Brent and ask him the next time he's on the program about naming rights and naming a stadium. Because obviously, they're going to want to sell the rights to the stadium in Regina. And everybody today thinks that their building is worth sponsorship or worth support or having somebody's name on it. What is your opinion about it? Because I'm sure that the people in Saskatchewan think that, well, we just won the Grey Cup. We should have be able to charge twice as much as we normally would.
Yeah, and that's truly what organizations seem to constantly think. And you know what? The Riders already have a stadium naming right agreement with Mosaic. It's Mosaic Stadium. It's a great deal for the Riders. It's good exposure for the for Mosaic. And it's a great deal. But you're right. They're about to put a new building in place that's supposed to be open by 2016 or 2017 mm-hmm. or something. And I kind of thought the same thing. I thought, oh, the Riders are going to want to boost up their naming rights value. I'm sure they're, it's already going up for a new stadium anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking to somebody about that. And I'll tell you and your listeners just the same thing I told them. I mean, the Riders or any other sports team, they tend to follow their win-loss record when they're winning. And so then they come out and say, oh, we had a great year last year. We're going to have another great year this year. Guess what? Your rates are going up 20% because we won the Grey Cup or we won the Stanley Cup or we just got gold, six golds in Sochi and our rates are now going up. But when they finish last in the league, or when they don't even get a bronze, they don't say, "Oh, we're going to give you a rebate on your sponsorship because we didn't deliver." You know, and that constantly happens. So sponsorship is based on the value that is exposure going on an average from the perspective of what's the real market value.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, if I'm advising the Riders, I'm saying, okay, so let's see, you've now won four Grey Cups in 104 years. You went for a string of 17 years without getting a home playoff game, which means that you actually had, 10 home games a year.
Man, you make me feel so guilty. I should be paying you to put my name on your building.
Bingo. Yeah. And that's the scenario that We never see these sports organizations ever talk about the drought years, the bad years. They only talk about the good year, right?
Absolutely. You're listening to the Business in Sport with the Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, President Brent Berutis. Brent, what should they be focused on then? Because I know what I would focus on, but I'm wondering what you would say they should focus on if you're selling the naming rights to a building.
I mean, if you're selling the naming rights to the building, you're going to focus on the number of eyeballs that are going to see it, the signage and the exposure in the building and the local environs and the community itself. So if I look at Mosaic Stadium in Regina, you know, they've got 10 home games. They didn't have a home playoff game, so they had 10 home games, but they had a Grey Cup. If the Grey Cup wasn't there this year, the valuation would be much lower because the number of eyeballs watching it in stadium would be lower. The amount of advertising at the local newspapers, the Leader Post, the Star Phoenix and such, talking about Mosaic Stadium would be down. But most importantly, the value was high because of the fact that, wow, they had a TV audience for Grey Cup. Huge TV audience. And you know you're going to get that with Grey Cup. So it's eyeballs, but it's also all the other factors that go into it. It's not just the naming rights themselves. How many player appearances are they going to get a year? How much access to the building do they get? Do they get their logo in center ice? Do they get their logo in the field? Do they get to meet a bunch of players behind the scenes? Do they get to go to the dressing room with their clients? those are the things that sponsorship is truly about. It's not just advertising. It's linking emotion with exposure to create an experience, a sponsorship experience.
And it's so important, and you've said it so well, that it's not the value on the outside of the building.
No.
Which is what a lot of people think about is, wow, you get your name up in lights. It's the value of what you can look inside the building and say, what am I going to do with this building 365 days a year that gives it more value? And until you've done that homework, you're not ready to sell it, no matter whose name goes on the outside of the building.
Absolutely, and you're right, because if I look at the Oilers building at Rexall, or I look at Scotiabank Center Place in Calgary at the Saddle Dome, and I look at those two, both of those have 180 to 200 active nights a year inside their building, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Taylor Field or Mosaic Stadium at Taylor Field has 10 active events a year. And that's, I guess I could double that to 20, because I think there are 10 high school football games, each with 100 people at them, that sit in that stadium of 40,000 mm-hmm. people. You know,
yeah, absolutely. It's, you're so right, and it's, I mean, it's the same old thing. It's, you know, you're not playing for the name on the back of the jersey, on the outside. You're playing for the one on the front of the jersey, and it's the same when it comes to a building. You're playing for what the value is inside the building, not what's on the outside of the building, and it's so important. Where do people go if they want to get more information?
Jim, they can reach us at partnershipgroup.ca, www.partnershipgroups.ca. And they can, when they're on our website, there's a couple places they can go. They can go to our white papers section, has a collection of over 70 or 80 different white papers, all on sponsorship. And then, as you mentioned last week when we were talking, our Tuesday morning commentary, you can sign up, and that's a sponsorship commentary editorial every Tuesday morning, and getting all the sponsorship breaking news that we send out on a regular basis.
I know this sounds hackneyed, but if I see your name in my email, it's the first email I open every time, and that's the truth, because I always want to know what's going on.
I guess I owe more for my sponsorship after that note, right?
Well, you know, I'm just pumping you up for our next contract negotiation.
Oh, that's good, but you know what the truth is? That comment you just made, Jim, is worth more than any commercial that I would have had.
Absolutely.
Or credit.
Yeah. It's, you know, I mean, and I mean that sincerely. If I see it, everything else pales in comparison, because that's what the business I'm in. I care about sport. I care about athletes. I care about what we do in this country, and I know you're connected, and that's why I go there, and so I appreciate it. Thanks, Brent.
Thank you very much, and look forward to talking to you next week.
I want to thank my guests, my sponsors, and, of course, the radio station that carries this program. If you miss any portion of the show, go to junglegym.ca. If you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas, write me at excellence@sportcology.com. Programs produced at the Sportcology Institute are designed to motivate, educate, and communicate excellence in life by giving the Olympic and Paralympic community a voice. And last, we want to thank you for listening to it.